Zayin Gimel. One has one sif. So we have two houses across from each other, or like the most Rishonim are Achronim learning. And you have two houses on the two sides of the Rishus Rabim. And they have a gezuzah, they have like a porch sticking out. And the question is carrying from one porch to the other. Shishtei gezuzah rose, well, the question really is to making an Erev. Okay. Pirish Nasarim Boltim Misvas Tikras Aliyah, which is a rabbin. So there's this board sticking out, which is from the floor of the Aliyah, which is the roof of the first floor. Haboltos Mishtei Aliyos Zukan Egensu sticks out from two Aliyahs on two sides of the street. And also Meneim Nasar Rochav Arbon. Put a board across, which is 4 tefachim wide. So a person can walk across. Above the street, he can walk across from the gzustra on the house on this side of the street, walk out of the second floor onto the porch. From the gzustra, he can walk across onto the gzustra of the house on the other side of the street. So Reo can pass up from Arvin Yachad. Yes, the gzustra on the house on the side. Okay, so now, so we count this board, which is 4 tefachim wide, like you said before, it's like a bridge. So it acts as the Pesach between the two sides. And therefore he's allowed to be Ma'arav, one, allowed to be Ma'arav together is
so what do you Ma'arav, the two houses?
The two houses
specifically.
Right. Okay, and, you know, you could argue if the case, you know, the I mean, you could once you can carry the Ma'arav of the two houses together, the Kalim which are in the Chatzar of the house on one side could also go across. Right, they're Ma'arav together, so I mean, you have to argue that they're going to be Ma'arav together with all the members of the, you know, if there's nobody else in the Chatzar, or they're going to be Ma'arav together. But this acts as the access within the two of them. Remain America Shabadam Arbo. If the gezuzah rows stick out quite wide, so even though there's this road down below, but they're sticking out enough that the gap between the two is less than 4 tefachim. If you look below Nesser, Nami Dinahachi, even without the Nesser there, since the gap is less than 4, they're considered like one expanse.
You
can jump from one to the other, so they're considered there's access. It acts like a doorway, and therefore you can be Ma'ar together. But I mean, Rotsu Kalachas, and Revis Latsu, it's not appeared so that they're forced to be Ma'arav together. Now, Mishabur points out, but if it's a very long gezustra, and it was more, and there was a Nesser going along more than 10 Amis, so then it's a pirtza, then they have to Ma'arav one. If they were not one across the other, for example, Shachas Meshucha, the Mizrach, Vachas, the Ma'arav, one is further forward, one is further back, okay? So they're not directly across. So, an example he gives is that the road was running from east to west. One is further, is closer to the east, one is closer to the west. They can't be Ma'arav together. That even though they put this board across, that would not allow them to be Ma'arav together. That's not a normal way to make a doorway. One is higher than the other. So then you have this board going across, but it's going more like a game plate, going up and down. Right, that's not a normal door, and that wouldn't count. The gap is 4 tefachim, is 3 tefachim at least. The height wise is less than 3 tefachim. Or it's further forward and further back, but the gap is less than 3 tefachim. Then chasher shaper kepesa. That would count as a doorway. Okay. Mishabura aleph zukenegin zur rutzalimer. She zeh berlet midoram litzofin. Zeh mitzofin ledor. This is on side A. And it sticks out from the south. The one is south, one is north, the other one is north and south. These are across from each other. I don't know why he's explaining. I don't know why that's so difficult to explain. Nasser. We consider it a valid doorway. It has to be something which is going to stay there, so it has to be that it's attached. So real capacity appears. These are the set. By the fact that there's this doorway there, they're allowed to carry from one chotzer, one house slash chotzer, is to the other one. They so wish to be more. Okay. The case of the Shulchan Aruch was in the second floor. That's happened. That's when it works. So yeah, because the Rosh Bolt has been Aliyah Shesh from the room, and the Aliyahs have people which live there. Kamal Elsim and Shinayin Basic, okay. The Shnei Batim, Michom Arav Derech Pesach Shabaneim, Chilum Malam Esar Tvachim. Even though it's above 10 Tvachim, you can have a door between two houses above 10 Tvachim. We said by a Chotzer you can't, because there's a wall between which is 10 Tvachim high. Even though you make a connection above it, that's not in Nikot HaShemush to use, because you work from the floor of the Chotzer. But the house, since you could stand on things, etc., a higher access is a valid access. So in the case over here, it was Gezustra. The Gezustra, that would be valid. But if I have two Chatzeris and their walls yay high, and I put this border across one to the other,
wouldn't accomplish anything.
It's above 10. Yeah. So that's what the Prima Gadim points out, that the Shulchan Aruch chose its case very specifically. Okay. So we said that the board works, or if the gap between the two of them is less than 4 tzvachim, it also works. The main American, Grahana Shain Ben Gzustu, or the Gzustu, Hefzik Arbor, Rak Kochus, Mirabit Tzvachim. Ken Yochel, Yvsoya, Mikal, Mizel, Zed, you can step across one from the other. Right? It's not such a wide gap, so a person would comfortably walk across, it's less than 4 tzvachim. So then you can Arab as 1 or 2. Dinahal can come up in Nesser, Shechol, and Arab Yachad, Kishigirs, they can be Arab together as 1 if they wish. Bin Rotsu, Ma'arav and Shtam, if they want to give Ma'arav separately. Now, the Afka, Kishasmicha, like Zuzuzuzuz, this case where they're not too far from each other, Lahoyabar Kolokos, it wasn't all the way along this Zuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuzuz them, or even if the dusa was longer than 10 amas, but there was more than, there was 20, 15 amas, but there was a gap between the two of them, there was a period of more than 10 amas that they were right next to each other within the four tefachim, so that's like a pirtsa. Now you have to be ma'ariv one, so that's more than a pesach. Also, ma'ariv an echel v'lo shnayim. So he gives the picture over here. Like this, where it's on the next page, where it's sticking out. Some of it's shorter, some of it's longer. So this part is within four tefachim, and this part is not. Had the whole thing been, the whole length of it been like that, it would be, it'd be problematic. Picture number 10. Okay. Sukkot and Vav. Mimrotzu, if they still want, each one can separate Ma'arav separately. Now again, Vadaf Meshen and Nesu, this case over here was that the board going across was four tefachim wide. Let's say the board was going across was wider than that. Meshen and Nesu, Max Grak, Me'arav tefachim, Ad Eser Amos. Elohim Merutzif, in the Sodom, Yosem Eser Amos, they made this floor going across longer than 10 Amos. Ma'arav and Echel, Meshnaim, now that, that's again, it's a pirtza between the two, they have to be Ma'arav as one. But that, the Masha Yitzchikim La'arav Yachad who rak lahoyel sheyuchelim kolechol l'talto ala gezusero v'ken l'chotzech aveiro v'kenim sheshovsu v'bayis. It's going to allow you to carry on the gezusero and to the other chotzech kenim from the house. This pirtza between these two houses, it's not more chomer. You remember we had a case. We had a case where you had a bias, which was ma'ar of two different chaseris. Right.
That it was one side went into one side.
Right. So we came out that works.
Yeah.
So you know, it's mechalikas something more. We pass and that works. So worst comes to worst, you say this is all like one big house. They're ma'ar of here and they're ma'ar of here. They'll be allowed to carry into the chaser, etc. Zion. Sorry, see?
Who?
No, this side will carry to that cluster, and this side will carry to that cluster. They can't carry here on the cluster, and they can't carry across, but they can carry that way to the out to their cluster. So each of them are Zion. But I can say, yeah, much of the call echo the Taltim, if they base the Beshet of the cluster, a Shaykh, right? So in the case of the Ma'ariv separately, so the Gzustura, I'm allowed to carry my Gzustura. So the Mishabura, no, however, I'm allowed to shetach shekenega the Hanesser, but I'm allowed to Nesser gufa on the starboard the Osir. Shekolechat parvitz the Mokam Chavera ba'usin zeel zeh. But at least that area where they are adjacent to each other, there's a door and the mice and the door shut. So as much as we're giving an aloch of a door, but it's an open door. It's more than an open door. It's porous. There's nothing indicating where the Rishus ends and the Rishus begins, you know, really. So that whole area you can't carry. So you're allowed to carry on the Gzustra. If here's the Nesser going across, you carry the Gzustra over here. Gzustra over here, not the Gzustra here. And the case where the Gzustras were in proximity, less than Dalat Tvachim. So again, that area which is that close, you couldn't carry. Whereas the area which was not as wide, so wasn't so close, you're allowed to carry on.
It wasn't so close.
The case. Right. If you look at picture number 10, I could delineate so there. He writes Osir and Mutter.
Wow! This is exactly the Shimon Chris did not like.
So the way the first understanding, the first picture shows you that the area which is very close, you couldn't carry. If they're ma'ar separately, you couldn't carry. The area which is not so close, you're allowed to carry. And the Chazanish argued and had a different configuration of it. That's the second picture. But the way the Shabur reads, it sounds like that whole area would be also. Okay.
I'm sorry, Winter Usher means.
In the case of the Ma'ariv separately, so now we have the Mishabura saying the idea that they're porous from one, even though the Ma'ariv separately and that they can carry on their Gezustra, but part of the Gezustra is porous to another Gezustra which you can't carry to. There's no separation between the two of them. So that would make it also to carry in that area.
Okay.
Yes. In the case of one is further east, one is further west, it's moved away from being across on the second Gzustra, further more towards the east. Because if you put the boards across, if one's further east, one's further west, but the end of the board's going to go across at an angle, it's going to go across the corner. The normal way you would put that is it's going to go across the corner. We had the rule before that you don't make doors in corners. So we can't consider this a doorway. It wasn't the derech to put doors across corners.
Very simple. We made that rule yesterday.
Number one. Lefi shein geshur yosher el balachzen or misure adam laverbut. For some reason, other people are more emotionally comfortable when it goes straight across than it goes at an angle.
Well, it's not emotional. It's physical, because basically if you're walking, you have a resistor, if it's a straight way and you're walking on a board, and God forbid you fall down, you're going to probably fall down on the other resistor.
Fall forward.
You're going to fall forward. You're going to fall, you know?
Well, it depends how wide the gap is.
Right, I mean, there has to be a certain amount of width. So you're going to fall on the other resistor. So, but if you're going halachzen, you've got nothing. If you fall, you're going to go straight down. I mean, based on the picture, it looks pretty obvious. You know?
Okay.
There's nothing holding there. You're walking like on a tightrope. It's kind of scary.
I mean, for me, the whole thing is going to be scary. I'm not, balance beams wasn't my strong point in gymnastics. And so. Okay. Yud. So then, in a case where the gap is less than 3 tefachim, that's fine. Chosha Shaper, Perish to Havi Kilo, and Nesu Munaf Mashav, we count as if it's going across directly. Kipesach Da. Okay. She said whether the issue was in direction, whether it's in height. The Mashav Rubain Berich Rubain Begaiva. So one example is the distance is more than 4 tefachim, but the difference in height is less than 3 tefachim. Directly across from each other. You put the board across. Because the gap is 1 to 4 tefachim. Once further forward, once further back, the gap between them is still more than 4 tefachim. It just means, in regards to the angle that you're putting it at, it's not such a great angle because they're not that far apart from each other in conception. So, if you say, for argument's sake, this board ends at 10 feet along the end of this house, the other board on the other side starts at 10 and a half feet and goes further. So they're not across each other at all. But the gap between the two is only 6 inches. Now, it doesn't mean the gap width-wise, it means distance-wise, further forward, this one's over here, this one's over here, the gap might be 4 or 5 feet across. I mean, a love with Havi Kilu, Haim, Zuka, Negazu. So we say a new type of love, and they're not love with each other because they're not really connected to each other. But we look at it as if they're across, their area which they occupy is across from each other. But now the Nest will permit it. Okay. They have a picture. I do not see one.
I see there's a bad section.
I don't look at the back.
Maybe. There's one picture in the back on page 26.
No, it's really different issue. In other words, this thing that Mr. Burr came along and said, he said two arguments why it's no good. One because it's corner to corner, one because things going at an angle. Nafkamino will be in a case where they're across each other and I put the thing at an angle. So it's not going across the corners. In other words, the case that we have is one's here, one's here. So I put it, usually I'm going to end up going across the corner, plus it's at an angle. Right? But what will be if they're here, but I put it like this? So I'm not going from corner to corner. So I don't have a problem with passing up on the corner. On the other hand, I'm going at an angle. People like going at an angle, don't like going at angles. Right?
So the issue is at the end of one is.
Well, Well, then we're talking about now?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's which is a separate issue. Right, the issue over here was that one ends here, another one starts here, it goes further. So the distance, if you measure out how far forward this one is from the other, it's less than 3/12. But the mouth is going across, can be much more.
And then the height?
The same thing. Would be the same thing. You know, they're quite a distance across. One's a little bit higher, one's a little bit lower. Okay, Simon Shinayin Dalai. Nistim b'Shabbos Pesach Achaloyin b'Mokim she'erev lo. So we made this erev based on a Pesach Achaloyin. We were ma'arav together, and now there is something collapsed over there and blocked the window. So now really they're separate. So what happens? Erev there Achaloyin or Pesach should be made based on a woman. Then you put the erev through the window. It means based on this window or this doorway, they say, well, can we have access one to the other? Therefore, we are one big group, and we can make one big area. And that was fine. But Nisim Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, it was sealed. It closed up. So Mutar Mishtamesh Derech Gaiva HaKaisul V'Chairav. Even though the car now, they can't be connected together. We don't say that it's bottled, the Erev is bottled. So the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev is in place. And therefore, beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was in place. And therefore, it remains mutter for the rest of Shabbos. We saw this a day before. Once it's Hutra, it's Hutra. And if I want to now carry, now from one Chatzah to the other Chatzah, so I can carry. How can I do that? Well, I'll climb up this big pile, or I'll pass something through the gap, which is left, which is not large enough, but it's enough to pass something through. I'd be allowed to do that. Take it a step further. Filim Erev Lashona. So you put up this Eruv Echateris in the two sides to last for a year, which you saw before. You could do that. But Nisim HaPesach B'chol. Then during the weekdays, it got sealed. So now, if before Shabbos you were able to reopen it, since the hate? No, you weren't able to reopen it before Shabbos. It only reopened on Shabbos. Okay? Because at the beginning of Shabbos, they were separated. So we're going to say a bigger chiddush we had before, that since the beginning, when they made this Erev, they were talking one unit. When they made the Erev, they were one unit, because there was an access from one to the other, and that was a valid Erev. The fact that right now, it's Nistam, so as long as it's Nistam, it's taka no good. But once that Pesach reopens, the Erev is valid, and they're allowed to carry. So if somebody's rather on Shabbos, you know, there's an after tremor, you know, which caused the thing to collapse. Start with an after tremor, moved it, now it's open up again. Oh, yeah, it's the hate. The Erev didn't lose its validity. You have a pathological issue. You can't say we're one when we're really two. Well, but now we're one again. So to the hate. But furthermore, it was up to Ramah. I feel a case of Sistoma, Sosma, amazing. When you sealed it, it didn't happen. You intentionally closed it. Okay? So now, that's already, that's like a bit on your original layer. You decided to separate the two of you. And now it reopens. So, I'm sorry, it's too late. You got to start over again. Make a new layer. No. Because the Erev, let's say, once it reopens, the Erev is valid still. But the Rambam, in much of the Talta Elo Kalachas La'atzmav, and Mizulu Zu is Loy. So now there's two really issues over here. The two issues is the one that the two people made the Erev together. So, Lachar, once you don't have access from one side to the other, there's something wrong with their Erev, neither side should be allowed to carry. Forget about carrying from one side to the other. They shouldn't be allowed to carry in their own area, because they're more of now with somebody else, and they had access to them. So the Rambam says, no, that's what we're saying over here. That is still valid. That part of the air is still valid. But to carry from one to the other, if there's a steamer, there was a steamer. And then you can't carry from, even now it's niftach, you can't carry without reconnecting. Okay.
Originally, when what you said is accurate. originally they made an error for the two together. Once you destroyed that, why isn't it destroyed completely? Well, you can say it's half. You're saying it's not. You can't carry from between one and the other, but yet you can carry within
Rambam.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah. What's this?
You said the first sheet makes sense. Either
it's good or it's not good. But you're gonna say how are you? What's the half a minute to say it's partially good?
It's a good question. The Mice of the Poskim are my Korea, like the first sheet.
They don't pass
them like them. Right. Mr. Bishop, Aleph. My fall down and block the access.
It's a door that somebody locked.
Locked wouldn't be a problem.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Right. So came along and sealed it up and sealed it, made it right.
Oh.
Right. That would be a problem.
But why wouldn't a lock be a problem? You can't get in.
Yeah, but the Mice, the Shame Pesach was there. There's a lot of care from one to the other, and each one is a lot of care with all the chotzer. Mishmur points out, so that's very nice. So, like this, the Arab is sitting in that chotzer, not this chotzer. So they have an Arab, so they can carry. We have nothing.
Right.
No. As much as I'm telling you, a lot of care from one to the other still, the path that was Nisim Shabbos doesn't affect it, so you're a lot of care in your chotzer. Nisim Shabbos, so it's a let me boy, in the Fetim Shabbos, and it's in that. Nice kid. Derek Goyva, Kosovo Kharib. But to learn, Alba Gab, the Aksh of Shanistim, Ain Riam Lis Arab Yachad, really shouldn't be connecting Ain Bechar and Shir Chalon. The holes are not the full size of a Chalon. The Ogalon is about to Arab al Shabbos. This Shabbos, it still remains intact. Kim Shahutta, but Kilah Shabbos, Hutta the Chol Shabbos. Okay, so it remains intact with the Shabbos. Furthermore, the case that they made an Arab Lashana. And then it was Niftach B'Shabbos. Shiv gotten down. What's the learner? Let me boy in Niftach prior to Shabbos. Bevali haver. If before Shabbos reopened, so when it comes Shabbos, you made an Arab Lashon, and you have a doorway. So what's the problem? Right. The fact that in the middle of the week you couldn't use it. Who cares? You put the Arab down. The Arab is The Arab does not work when the door is when it's sealed. It doesn't work while it's sealed. Because at the beginning of the Shabbos, you know, the Erev is valid, the act of the two groups combining is a valid act of combining. We're not going to lose that because we made it, it works. But when it comes to the Shabbos, it can't be mutter for you because the door, there's no access. But as soon as the access comes, it's mutter. So here's a case where you know you have an interesting halacha that in the middle of Shabbos you all of a sudden you're allowed to carry from one to the other, right? Which wasn't true in the beginning of Shabbos. So it has like a potential heter without a practical, with missing a practical element, which you're allowed to provide in the middle of Shabbos. That's the kiddush over here. Okay. Then he takes it a step weiter. I feel this is stoma b'meizim. How do we call it? Doesn't mean it wasn't a veir. It means intentional. But that when Roman Kamachanim settled the esur b'zeh, because you caused him to be shabbos. In a case where the guy put it. Case where the guy put it did it intentionally. So the moment comes, you know, now I'm not so nervous, I'm not so comfortable. Even if you reopen, then I'm shocked. Kimish has saw some of Pesach, Shemena Kanser has been amazing. Habi Kibitlo Air Biadai. the regular v'dayit, the shein chovetz beira. I don't want to be part together with you. So if you reopen it before Shabbos, is it the hay? Reopen on Shabbos. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Listen, the shutras we may be made, and the access is there at the beginning of Shabbos, and we reopen before Shabbos. So there's access, so we're great. Shutas we have. Access we have. So they. Not like the Mechab, like the Sramor, but rather like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, not Tamar. Yeah, the Magen Avraham, the Zelda Rekar. He closed it intentionally, but he did it only to close it for temporarily. That was his plan. In that situation, it's not an act of bittul on the Eruv, because I'm explicitly saying I'm planning to reopen. So that already would have the din of the Mechaber and the Ramor, that I'd be mutter.
Right, on Shabbos.
Okay. Now that's the first sheet, the Rambam. So the Shigur Koyer Reisha Sif. Hecha Shemistim Apetzim B'Shabbos. They got clothes on Shabbos. They're Rishonim Mutzil Dishtamish Mizulus Uderech Harin. You're allowed to still access from one side to the other, over the top or through the holes. The day Koyer Rambam no. And Mutzil Ella Kochot Shalatz. Each Kochot by himself is allowed to carry. Okay. That Chatzar A can't carry. It doesn't have an Eruv. Chatzar B has the Eruv. So, that's still Mutar. The Rama also agrees if it's reopened, you'd be allowed to carry from one side to the other. Is not like the Rambam, and the Chacham Mutcher to understand like this Rambam. In other words, we're using the Svar Kima Chachutra Hutcher. She said, "Well, listen, you were able to carry your chutzah. You able to carry your chutzah. Hutcher. Carry one to the other. No. You don't say keeping the Hutcher for that." Right. So, in the credit, much of them understand what exactly the story is. There is the comparable case, which we touched on this a little bit, was the case of two ships which were connected in their Maharev, and now they floated apart on Shabbos. So each ship is a lot of carry within the ship still. Right? So the Rambam says you see a lot of carry still. The access one to the other, that the Rambam saying that part I don't see. There's no access. The Shabbos, why not? Okay, Rambam was challenging. Yeah. Okay. There was a wall in between the two chateris, and there either for each chotzer made their own eruv. Correct. Now, when different the of Shabbos, now in the middle of Shabbos, the wall fell down. So now we to the point where halachically they really had that been so before Shabbos, they'd have to make one eruv. There's no wall between the two of them.
Right.
So now what happens? So we say, "Mitzvah l'tal to kolechad b'Shabbos, kolechad b'kol Shabbos, kolechad b'chatzeroy." If you look clay abayis, you're allowed to take clay abayis out to the chotzer, etc. Your chotzer, because kibbutz chotzer. Now this the chatzar is still this chatzar, this chatzar is still this chatzar, and the lack of the wall is irrelevant. Okay, that's between two chatzars. Al chatzar shenifritza b'shabbos l'mishasarabim or l'karmelis. So now the issue over here is we pointed this out that the dinner of kimash hutra hutra only works when we're discussing the loch of Ruben chatzars. It's only the issue of mechitzas. Once the mechitzas is gone. So now the wall separating between that which is a rabbi is gone. So you can't carry it. So that's all. Each one is now open, exposed to this other rishus. They have not combined. The hybrid difference of Malkum Asala, so now it's open to an area which is not where he's not, they're not allowed to carry, which normally not, takes away your right to carry. We say Hutcher. He said before, I'm allowed to carry the chachila. Came from this chatzah to that chatzah. Wherever stood out the Shabbos in the chatzah. But the chiddush over here is even clear by us. But with nifritz the karmel is it's awesome. The shomloi nifritz ella the chatzah shuv shusha yachik kumai. It's another shusha yachik. We saw this idea before that you don't say it from to another rishus. What? This has to keep in Jehutra Hutra. Correct.
So now the Chatzar.
I don't know why they use
the
water.
Gimel. Chatzar Katana should ever succumb to Shabbos from Milua the Gdala. So you have a chatzar, which a smaller one is next to a larger one. So a larger one really extends beyond the smaller one. But the wall between the smaller one and the larger one is totally removed. But the gap, which is open, is less than 10 amos. So far as the larger one's concerned, it has wall on this side of the chatzar ketana. It has wall on this side of the chatzar ketana, and in between there's an opening less than 10 amos. If it's far as it's concerned from its side, it's a pesach. The problem is from the chatzar ketana side, it's a pirtza. The whole wall is missing. It's considered a pirtza, even though it's less than 10 amos. So the chatzar ketana side is considered a pirtza. The chatzar ketana side is considered a pesach.
Only if it's not bigger than 10 amos.
Less than 10 amos. 10 amos or less. 10 amos or less. Okay. So gedolo muteres lohitzi kalim sheshobsu b'bayis the chaseru im erba la'atzma. If it says it has its own eruv, so it's allowed to carry from the house to the chatzar. The Ktana cannot carry from its house, its house is into its chatzar, because it's porous. This is before Shabbos. Ellen can irviyach. The only way he could carry is by making an eruv before it happened before Shabbos. So the Ktana went to the Gdala and said, let's make an eruv together. If they did that, fine. Behind no kishin, it's not. Now you remember we had this idea before. Best way, they have a picture of it, but remember I have this aside. The best thing to do with deposit slips is make pictures of them for learning, because who's got money to deposit anyway? One of our babies take attendance for the davening in the back of the deposit slip. right? So we had this idea before, if the if the Gedarla is going to be shot equal to the, so even though standing here I don't see any walls, standing from here I see walls because there's a wall here and a wall here. That's called Shav Mifnim and Nirvi Bechutz. From inside it looks totally open, but from the outside it looks closed. Looks like there's a wall there. This opening is less than 10 amos. This wall will count for the Ketana also. We had that before, right? So the case has to be where the Ketana is extending into the Gedarla. So now, more than 3 Tefachim. So now this wall can't be used for the Ketana. If it's less than 3 Tefachim, or it's even, the outer wall of the Gedarla will count as a wall for the Ketana.
Even if the walls of the side walls of Ketana go into the Gedarla for the 3 Tefachim, but the Gedarla is less than 3 Tefachim, more on either side, that would also be
the same thing. In that situation, no, you have a problem. Now the Gedarla doesn't have any walls either.
There'd
be a problem for both of them. They're totally porous on both sides now, because both sides are considered totally open. Right. The Gedarla has to extend more than that. Right. Okay. It's a cotton yud.
So this distance here
has to be at least 3 Tefachim.
Has to be at least 3 Tefachim, or else it's going to be us even for the houses on the big courtyard to carry between their houses and their huts.
Won't be called big anymore.
Sir?
Won't be called big anymore.
Bigger.
Okay, yud. Here's a cutting Shabbos. Again, if the wall fell down on Shabbos, we already said before, so again in Shabbos there was walls, hutra hutra. So it opened up before Shabbos, bimilu the Gedarla. Its whole edge opened up. The whole wall between the two of them fell down. So the town is totally open. As far as the Gedarla is concerned, it still has walls. When it appears to be Yerushalayim, it's the Yerushalayim in the service, more than 10. But Shachlim at the Ketana, he can piece the Gedarla. You can't count the Ketana, that opening is a doorway, it's more than 10. The piece of Yerushalayim Yerushalayim is way up the inch. So Gedarla Materis, Ve'ena Ketana, Oyseris Aleb, Dola Gedarla Yeshu, Kepufin, it has these side walls. Welcome Pirtzis, Akosu, Shal Ketana, Rei Kepis, and the opening is just like a doorway. So he can take Kalim from its house is out to its chutz. That's a Kalim from Shabbos Avayis. He looks Kalim from Shabbos Avachotzer. Motul Chachilu Hitzi Af Lachotzer Acheres. I feel like it's only ever Yachav. We already said that before. Kalim from one chutz to the other. Kalim which stood out Shabbos in the chutzer can go wherever you want. That's only if the Gedarla was Erva Le'atzma. Alim Erva, if it had not made its own Eruv, Afi Asur, it will become Asur.
Why was it Mutra before?
Alright, fine.
So you have to say the case would have been. The case would have been there was some doorway between the two of them. So they were allowed to be Ma'arav Echad. And they were Ma'arav Echad. And now, half of the Diurim of the Chotzer, this Arab Echad, can't carry anymore because they have lost their wall. I don't know why that should be so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
If it didn't make any eruv,
right.
My question is: before the wall fell down, without an eruv, what permitted the houses?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he's saying.
The urim to carry between their houses and their houses.
Right. I don't know. Funny. Yeah. It's totally open.
The Hainu,
the Salarman, Amosai, Tana Surah, Bishaka Sola, Nitinosim, both in the Sahagadova, Bishtime, Shalashamas, Gazette. it extends in a certain distance, right? Distance Pash is being more than 3 Tvachim. I mean, 2 or 3 Yam is just an example. Pasha the Shir is 3 Tvachim, that should be enough. Okay, and Muflogim Shlosha Tvachim. There, it's the Hainu Mokim Kenisa Mechitza Zaktana Muflogim because the Erech Gedolah Shabbatzida. There's a gap of at least 3 Tvachim between the where the outer walls start and these inner walls are. Vodin Shlosha Tvachim Di Lavachi Amrinan Lav Erech Gedolah Vavikilo Lahoyim Muflogim the cloud. It's like there's no gap. It's all one long wall, and you have a pierce on both sides. Okay. If they were within 3 of each other, and so the outer wall, they were within 3 of each other, and or they were or shove it. Then if you put all your names in a neighbor, let's learn. The imu loy hoyin if nosim a boltim kusik tana l'sef gedala. The walls of the tana did not extend into the gedala. Hoyis a gamak tana muteris. Elvagav the shul b'fnim inside it's totally open. Shaimi b'seichel roy kol kusli arka shavin. The person standing in the smaller chutzim just sees walls. Doesn't see any outer. Doesn't see any. He only sees walls going in one direction, not anything going perpendicular to it. Shein shom mikoso rochva lepeo seklum. It has no walls going in the direction and the corners. I mean, the pitzer b'chol b'lo. It's totally open. Arei b'chutz b'secha gedolo. When you stand on the other wall, looking in towards the katana, you see walls. Near and lush, shiure koisel mikana mikana. There's walls on the sides. Mana oisa oidev shagadolo oidev is a katana. That which the gedolo is wider than the katana is walls. Niteris behem. Those which are matter the gedolo tishri gam katana will be matter the katana also. Ashenka should bolt in koisel katana the sefer gedolo when they extend in. Nigger shoisa shiure koisel on gedolo. How in the mechuri appears the katana ain't shaychla. So those walls where the gedolo is further to the side don't help the Tana. The Tana extends much further in, so those walls are no shaykhs to the Tana, so therefore they're not mad to the Tana. Okay, let's hold it here. Probably supposed to be finished through the Aula today, right?
This
and the end of the Simmons, so we're not so behind.
Let's say this were even.